I'm curious, Leora, have you ever seen radiation necrosis? Have you ever seen a case like this?
So not the hip, but what we are seeing, and we've seen this a few times now over the last few years in patients who get things like concurrent chemo radiation for their lung cancer, these patients are now living a long time. And I've seen several patients with pathologic fractures in their thoracic vertebrae, which was right in the field of where they had their radiation previously. And so for this patient, hard to know if it's radiation necrosis. And unfortunately, as Yan mentioned, the patient did not get a tumor biopsy when the surgeon went in to repair their hip. And so I think it's important, and we even talked to the patient again today about, is it worth going to get a second opinion from an orthopedic oncologist to see if there's utility for going in and potentially repairing this in such a manner that this hip pain goes away and you can get information of, is there cancer present there or is there not? Because patients can live, we talked about that she could live for years with no evidence of cancer, but very limited quality of life. She was joking about going shopping without her husband, but she can't get to the shops without him, so that's not going to happen. And so can we impact her quality of life by figuring out how to repair this hip properly?
Yeah, and you said she had a percutaneous procedure. What exactly did they do?
Well, there's a small incision through the skin, and that the rod was inserted into the femur and through the skin. And so it wasn't an open procedure, so there wasn't a biopsy done. And I think the visit today is helpful for her because we've been talking about this a little bit back and forth. She, you know, any patient, she's afraid of a real surgery. You know, she felt like she can avoid it. But we, coming from a different oncologist, has a similar recommendation. I think she's more convinced today. She will at least go in and get a consultation and look into it.